This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for April 12th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The arms race of premium creative works being snapped up by new streaming networks continues. Apple continues to ramp up its unannounced streaming platform with news that it plans to turn Isaac Asimov's Foundation series into a TV show. The 7-volume series spans centuries of future history, covering the collapse of the Galactic Empire and the efforts of psychohistorians to reduce the length of the resulting Dark Age through careful manipulation of events. Apple is working with Skydance Productions on the show. The Expanse returned for its third season Wednesday night, and critics are saying it still runs laps around all the other sci-fi shows available. The series, based on the best-selling and ongoing series of books, matches great characters and storytelling with an epic solar system-wide scale that also tries to stay within the realm of actual physics, with a few allowances for alien technology. While we're in a veritable golden age of television science fiction, The Expanse is rising to the top in terms of quality storytelling. Pope Francis spoke at his Wednesday general audience this week about the importance of baptizing infants because they need the grace of the Holy Spirit to grow in virtue. He said that while we hope that a child will grow to understand and desire the graces of baptism themselves, withholding the sacrament from them as a baby means we don't trust in the Holy Spirit to guide them throughout their lives. The sacrament of baptism is especially relevant during the Easter season as one of the sacraments of initiation that new Catholics may receive during the Easter Vigil. Fans of the works of J.R.R. Tolkien are in for another gift this August when another one of the author's Middle-earth stories is released in novel form, following on The Children of Húrin in 2013 and The Tale of Beren and Lúthien in 2016. The Fall of Gondolin will be third and final of the tomes, edited by his son Christopher. The epic story tells the tale of the last days of the greatest city of the elves of the first age of Middle-earth, a city hidden away from the world for millennia until it was betrayed to the evil Morgoth. While the elder Tolkien never finished writing the actual fall of the city before his death, Christopher pulled together and assembled an ending based on various versions his father had left behind. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at SQPN.com. I'm Dom Bettinelli.